on top early, then just seemed to lose a bit of crispness sort of in the second quarter or something, you know? What?
Yeah, look, they come at us a bit, but look, we had 63 entries to 46. It's a big differential. And the last quarter when the game was either one, we had 18 to 10. They just got out the back on us a little bit. Well, they kicked very accurately. Well, they kicked 14-4. I mean, you don't have to do that too often. But that was a little bit about getting out the back and allowing them to get to a couple of quality spots. So, yeah, we've kicked over 100 when the game was up for grabs. I just thought we could have probably scored a little bit more, to be truthful, and they were quite accurate. So, look, they lifted their intensity. You know, there was a bit of rubber to the green that I thought could have gone our way that didn't for a fair portion of the day, but sometimes that happens. But I'd like our blokes with their head over the ball. I thought Walters almost got decapitated early, and I would have liked that to be had a look at. Not as in a report, but a free kick would have been handy. But so look, they fought on. All credit to them, but all credit to our lads. They fought on, and general play and entry dominance was strong. And to their credit, they found some ways to sort of get out the back at times, which is easily fixed for us, and some good reminders.
Did you bomb it too much a bit?
Yeah, I would have thought so. Well, we three-quarter time spoke about pass it in. We had 5 uncontested marks. You know, I thought we bombed it in and they scrapped it, and we got 4 to the ball, and it just allowed them easy outlets out the back. A couple of defenders, I thought they were full forwards in our goal square, so we've already spoken about that. I don't think they'll do that in a hurry again. So, yeah, but I thought it was a really good game. It was an up-tempo game. Pretty high scoring game, lots of entries for us in particular. And look, you're not always going to be at your very, very best. And, you know, I thought our leadership and our will to win when we were under more pressure than we probably should have been was really strong.
Year 7, Zip, is it nice to have that sort of challenge where it's, you know, level in the last couple of minutes and you need to find a way to win?
Yeah, look, it's really important because if you're always winning comfortably, you're not in those positions. And I read an article, I think it might have been Hawthorne spoke about, because they hadn't been challenged so much. I think when the Swans beat them in that grand final, they hadn't been in that many close finishes, so they weren't used to doing what they needed to do. So I think that's a salient point. And not that we're anywhere near that, obviously, but it's good to be in them and come through. Either way, win or lose, you learn some lessons out of them.
And that 5, just a few comments on his game. I think 10 clearances, 3 clutch goals, and the point which put in front. How good was he?
Yeah, again, I thought our whole midfield, of which Nathan's a key leader. David Mundy, really big head split, come back on and really delivered in the last quarter. I thought all the mids, Neil and Barlow and Daniel Pearce and Hill, they were all solid, but obviously Nathan led the charge. His clearance work, particularly out of the middle, was sort of dominated out of the middle, and Nathan was significant. And he's kicked 3-1 or something, hasn't he? So, look, we know he's the star of the competition. You know, you don't need me to write the headlines. Just talk about his game. It was very, very good, you know.
Any concern at all with him going in the book?
Yeah, well, clearly, one really pertinent point. We got the memo during the week, and I don't tend to comment, but it was a sharp reminder. You can't really comment pre or post on reports because the club can be fined $20,000. So, but what I can talk about is the side of the ground that happened. I mean, the left-hand side's as dry as a chip, and the other side, people are slipping and sliding and slipping over like sprinklers have been on an hour before the game. So I'm not sure, but it was very confusing when I walked the ground, and that far side is wet and slippery, and one side of the ground's dry as a chip. So if someone can explain that to me, and that far end, you can see where everyone was slipping and sliding, and this side and this end was dry. So they're very confused AFL coach how their ground can end up in that state. And I think it's quite dangerous for players when one side's dry as a chip and the other side's like a slippery slide. So anyone that slipped on that side, Western Bulldogs or Fremantle, I think they've got a fair contributing factor.
Are you talking end to end or...?
No, nah, side to side.
Side to side.
And the end.
Did you ask anyone?
I don't know who's in charge.
Yeah.
Stadium Australia, isn't it? They run the show.
Yeah. Bit different from the last time you played here anyway. Like, I think you got flogged by St Kilda that night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, sort of...
Really strong performance. We got a short week. We play quality. We play North where we're... What's coming was a different challenge this week. One, we responded. We look forward to playing at home. We'll recover and plan well again.
Do you expect to get McFarlane back phenomenal.
Yeah, we were optimistic he was going to play this week. He just didn't. He said, look, I'm not sure it was in the head or I just felt a little bit. So a game exposed to Alex Pearce. He knew he was alive a little bit there at times today, but it's a great experience for him, isn't it? And hopefully Luke would come up. He's a pretty important player.
So what do you make of the way they restructured in the ruck? It's not often seen Lansbury coming up against Lin Jong, Kobe Stevens.
Well, it sort of cost them a bit, didn't it? Because we've had 10 shots and they've had 4. So, look, they'll just, their ruckman was running forward, trying to play. We don't care what anyone does. Aaron's not going to leave the ruck, and we just set up some cover for him. So, they hadn't done that before, what we'd seen. So, caught us on the hop a little bit, but then we adjusted. We put up cover in place, and we'll never let our like Fife. We're not going to let Fife players at backman just because a midfielder runs forward. That just doesn't happen. Do you know what I mean? So they could put 15 blokes down there, and now Fife isn't going to play as a full back, and Sandilands and Clark aren't going to play as backman. So you deal with those things all the time. So once we saw that, we put the appropriate mechanism and entries and shots, and that they're an indicator that it was no influence. So.
Last quarter, Walters and Ballantyne, pleasing that it was probably their best part of their game?
Yeah, really important, you know. Hayden's still working into his best form. We've changed up our offence a little bit and structured up. He's still getting a handle on spots he needs to be consistently as a small. Walters has adapted quite well, and I thought, considering that heavy hit early, I thought, you know, for him to kick the winning goal, really, before Pav was... I thought Walters looked... a little bit better, but you're right, they've both got upside in them.
At 7-0, is top two now the aim? Do you want that home final? Do you look that far ahead or not?
I just find if you stay in the moment and you prepare and you practice in the manner that you should, results take care of themselves. So we'll add them up at the end of the year. I think everyone would love to finish top two. Everyone would love to finish top four, but... you've got to continue to write your own story. You know, we'll just put out performances, you know, and people can write what they want. We'd prefer nice things to be written, but we understand if we perform, nice things will be written. If we don't, well, the negativity comes. But while you're fit and healthy and you're informed, you've got to bank the 4 points because, as I said, as night follows day, you're going to get injuries and you're going to hit some teams in really good form. You're going to have some challenges where... you're not going to get across the line. So while you're in good form and you're fit and you're available, you've got to keep taking your chances because you will have periods, because they're not machines, where the challenges sort of get on top of you and you'll lose a few.
How did you go injury-wise today? Is there anything...
Yeah, no, all clear. All clear. There was a cut to the head of...
Mundy,
yeah, but he was pretty courageous. There was no concussion or anything. So touch wood, yeah, we're quite clear.
Ross, just your thoughts on Michael Johnson and his importance with McPharlane out?
Yeah, well, we rotated him a lot more than we... we got the eye for the load over the season, so we've got Tabernar and Main going back and giving him bigger minutes off, and that's why he was pretty good in the last quarter, because normally we sort of let him roll through with the backs' profiles, they can do that, but we're trying to view it over the context of the whole year, and... he's been getting some opportunities through quarters for bigger breaks, and yeah, he's really important to us. You cool? Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.